We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run Finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
It's your boy Guru from Steiny and Guru, noon to 3, right here on 95.7 The Game. Now back to the Morning Roast, my favorite show. Just leave me alone, please.
Guru might be a free agent suit. Wait, that show went yesterday from what the street said. Wow. Red Go Reaction brought to you by Boxer Gers and Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Shout out to YouTube, Twitch, the Xfinity Mobile text line. Download the Odyssey app, 95.7 The Game, and thousands of other stations, and millions of podcasts are free on the Odyssey app. Follow your favorite team, stations, radio shows, and podcasts now by downloading the free Odyssey app. Brian Baldinger joined us on the Bud Light guest line in about 10 minutes. All posters and guests appear on the Bud Light guest line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. Shout out to Boxer and Gersen again for sending us out to Philadelphia. We made it home safely. It was a fun flight. A lot of roasters, a lot of media members. It was a who's who on that flight.
One thing, and I know we're going to have him in 10 minutes here. One thing I'm going to ask Baldy is about these false starts. Yeah. I don't understand the false start thing from the tackle perspective.
Right.
And I want to hear from someone who played offensive lineman in the league, on almost every snap, Lane Johnson looks like he's jumping early. I've seen some people say it's a false start. I've seen other people say, no, it's not. There's these indicators and all this. And then on the play where Josh Johnson fumbled, to me,
there was multiple false starts.
It looked like Trent and McGlinchey false
starts. It was false starts. It was false starts. We'll get to Baldy about that.
I want to ask him about that.
We'll get that. We'll get the scheme change, whether it affects Bosa, if they do hire Vic Fangio once D'Amico Ryans takes his Houston Texans job. Brock Purdy, just the physicality of that football game. What went wrong for the 49ers? Should Shanahan have challenged it? What did he think in real time? A lot of stuff coming up with Baldy. And also their number one need going into the offseason. Let's get to Dave in Oakland. He wants to talk about Lane Johnson and the false starts here in the Morning Roast. Oh, so what up, Dave? Ironic. What's happening?
Hello?
What's up, Dave? We got you.
Okay, great, great. Yeah, the false start stuff. Yeah, I heard you guys talking about it yesterday, and I guess you started to allude to it.
Mm-hmm.
Right, if you go online, you see the rule allows the offensive lineman to move their back foot.
Mm-hmm. Okay, keep going. That's it?
So it's not a false start. So you guys are saying it's a false start by Lane Johnson. It wasn't.
Well, it looked like he was moving early, did he not?
The whole body was moving in a lot of the videos. So you're saying the left foot. That's why I want to talk to someone who actually played in the NFL and studies the film every single day. I'll be honest with you. I don't know the sophistication of the rule, and nor do I understand the technique for the offensive lineman to be able to give you an accurate assessment on whether it is or not. My naked eye says it was.
Yep.
Well, I mean, your naked eye isn't the same as a referee on the field. So.
Hence, going to ask Baldy in 10 minutes.
Dave, let me ask you, though. Did those referees look competent all weekend long on Championship Sunday? Kansas City? Philly? Did the officials look competent?
Did they look competent? Well, I tell you what. They were certainly calling it for – they were certainly happy to see the Eagles win that game, those refs.
Well, no, I don't know.
All right, Dave. Let's get to Richie and Livermore. Richie and Livermore, what's happening? You're on the roast.
Talk about just bringing the show to a grinding halt.
We're all good.
What up, Richie?
Thanks for the call, Dave. Richie Rich, what's happening?
What's up, boys? Hey, man, I want to touch on a couple things, man. First of all, y'all held it down. I don't know how you did it, man. I got to say, I've seen a bunch of videos from the homies. The Philly fans are just scum bucket, bottom of the barrel, the worst ass fans you can get. I don't even think Niners and Raiders in their prime got that bad with throw. y'all did it. But hey, I'm a quarterback, so check this out. Vontae, remember me and you were going we're agreeing that a mistake-free Jimmy was going to get us where we needed, and me and you were on that hype. I think they got to beat that line. You got to go get Rodgers, man. Don't even deal with all that Brady. Rodgers is still a little bit mobile. We got to win some more busts. And let's be real, Trey Lance, come on, man. He's a 30-year rookie. I mean,
it's tough, I know. I love Trey Lance, man. I do love Trey. I just don't know if you can trust. We're trying to win a Super Bowl here.
Ponte, of all the options that are available right now in people's minds, that might be the lowest one.
Yeah, but I still want Trey Lance on his football team.
Well, that's a different question. Right. You're talking about being quarterback
helping you
one
for
day
the
one.
Super Bowl.
Yeah, that's I don't know. Okay, real quick, as we do this exercise, because I don't want to forget, I've got all the QBs that we think would be undoubted. How did you phrase this, Mattson? Because the way you phrased
it
was beautiful.
The guy. Which QB is the guy? So, how many guys are there at the quarterback spot?
All right, so right now, Mahomes, Burrow, Allen.
Trevor Lawrence.
All
right. Jalen Hurts.
Hurts, you're going to put in that category.
Jalen, absolutely. Why not? He may win the MVP.
I'm with you. I'm putting him there. Who else?
Kyler Murray count there?
No.
Ooh.
Yeah, that just shows how far he's fallen.
And again, 12 months. How about Rodgers? I think Rodgers is in there. Can we get
him? He didn't have one 300-yard game this season.
Well,
Aaron Rodgers.
I mean, if you got Aaron Rodgers right now, you don't feel better if you're the 49ers?
I probably feel a little better.
Are you serious? Aaron Rodgers?
Dude, did you hear the rookie Dobbs for Green Bay? He goes, I never spent a second with him outside the facility. Well, he didn't even try.
Well,
like, you're bringing that guy to your locker room.
I know, but the talent, I mean, unquestioned.
Talent's good.
Mattson, why don't you be the decider on this? Are we putting him on this list or not?
Yeah, Aaron Rodgers.
He's still a dude.
Back-to-back MVPs.
All right. What about Deshaun Watson?
What about Brady?
Trevor Lawrence, we said?
Yes. All right, so right now it's Mahomes, Burrow, Allen, Lawrence, Hurts, Rodgers. 7 is Brady?
I would put Watson ahead of Brady at this point. And I know Watson looked terrible in a little small sample size. There's still a lot of talent there. Still a lot of talent in Deshaun Watson's right arm.
In fact, you know what? Let's go back to Aaron Rodgers real quick. Here's how I think Rodgers, Watson, and Brady all fall into this bucket of, like, definite maybe. Like, you feel better about him than not, but are you certain 46-year-old Tom Brady is going to be awesome championship-caliber quarterback next year?
No. I'm telling you this right now. Tom Brady is better than anyone that the 49ers have had at the quarterback at 46 years old.
Did you watch Tom Brady in that Dallas Cowboys game?
Yeah, I don't.
He looked cooked.
It's Tom Brady.
That defense suffocated him. He couldn't even throw a pass over the middle. He's skipping passes.
The game we just went to, NFC Championship game.
Okay, it's Josh Johnson.
Yeah, no, I'm saying you put Tom Brady in that game. You don't feel better than Brock?
I don't know if he survives that pass rush.
Really?
Brock's more mobile than Tom Brady.
I can't believe you're there.
It's
Tom Brady.
I'm not saying Tom Brady's worse than Brock Purdy.
I know.
Listen to me.
I'm not talking about
resumes.
Did
you not watch the wild card game against
Dallas
Cowboys?
I know, but his brain, he's going to run different sets and formations to where he can get rid of the ball. It's Tom Brady.
Tom Brady was skipping quick slants.
The only reason they made the playoffs was because of Tom Brady.
Dude, the only reason why they made the playoffs was because of NFC South was ass.
They
sucked.
That's baked into
it's
Tom Brady.
They won 8 games. All right, they won 8 games. Tampa Bay was terrible.
I mean, even his worst season is better than any great 49er season in the last 22 years.
I don't know, man. I don't know. Tom Brady looked awful in that Cowboys game.
All right, 888-957-9570. Like, Tom Brady, he comes here.
Do you win a Super Bowl? Can he help you win a Super Bowl?
I think fans think that he does. That doesn't guarantee anything.
I don't know if he holds up against that Philadelphia rush. I saw him. He can hold up against the Dallas Cowboys rush.
That's not the only move. No matter who the quarterback is, we agree.
He couldn't hold up against that Cowboys rush.
We agree. No matter who the quarterback is, protecting that person is the most paramount thing that they can do, whether it's the bottom choice of Trey Lance, Brock Purdy, all the way up to Aaron Rodgers, Tom Brady. Can you agree?
Yep.
And everything in between.
Yep.
You have to protect them.
Stuart in Delaware. Stuart, what's happening? You're on the roast.
What's going on, guys? Hey, I was at the Philly takeover, and it was away from the parking lot. So we marched. Everything you guys said was true.
Thank you.
We walked to the stadium.
Thank you.
We had guys throwing cans at people ahead of us. I had to stop, and I pointed out 8 of them. And I told them I stood there with my hands by my side and said, now throw a can at me. Everybody went silent. We continued to walk in. We had girls, boys, women, men cussing us out. All they said, saying N-word, F you this, F you that.
I mean,
on the left side.
Send us to Matt Stymans. Send us to Matt Stymans if you want to talk tough
Keep
yesterday
going,
on the airwaves.
People don't understand. I'm not even trying to hype it up. It was bad, dude.
It was bad. I tried to send it to Matt because I got really mad when he was talking that mess. Because he's from Philly. Then once we got to the stadium, we going back, a dude hit my dude. I had to jack the dude up against the fence to tell him, don't put your hands on my man. And his friends are going to come out, well, let him down, like, make me let him down.
Thank you.
I said that's what I thought. And then I let him down. Yep. I said, you can go now.
Yep.
But hey, they are nasty, vile.
They are.
And it was true. It was on. Throughout. I counted on our way back to our Philly takeover. I counted 20-1 versus bad versus good fans. There were some good fans there.
There were some good fans.
Don't. But don't ever say that.
What's
people act like that at Levi's. Stuart in Delaware.
Stuart, thank you for hitting us up, man. I appreciate
good
that.
Good call, Stuart. Good call.
Thank you.
Real quick. Let's get to Mark before we get to Baldy. Yep. Thank you, Stuart. Yeah. Let's get to Mark before Mark hung up.
That's my bad. No, it's all good.
Mark, call back. Mark in Oakland, call back. We accidentally hung you up because he had something about maybe the issues are not the quarterback spot.
Maybe the issues are,
I don't know what it was. Maybe it's offensive line.
Well, I agree. Maybe offensive line is baked into the issues.
I think it's number one. You need a center.
Well,
you need a new center. You need a right tackle.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And you need Javon Kinlaw, man. You need some beef up front. What? You need some athleticism on the edge.
You need a wide receiver.
You do.
You need a legitimate, either a chain-moving, big-body guy who can play on the in and outside, on the outside of the numbers, and then you need a slot working guy, even though CMC's that guy.
Here's
now.
What I will say about Brady.
Huh.
That if he does come here, he's probably not throwing the ball 50 times a game.
No, he's going to run the ball.
It's more balanced. You got Christian McCaffrey, the ultimate check down. All right. Can you get a package deal with Tom Brady and Mike Evans? So now all of a sudden you got Mike Evans because you need a big boy wide receiver.
Yes.
You need Ayuk on the other side. And you could put Deebo Samuel in the slot.
Look, I like Juwan Jennings, and I'm not trying to pick on him, right? But if Debo's going to be football player and not route runner type dude, like, you need another wide receiver.
You do.
I don't think Juwan, he missed some blocks in this game because he's not, I don't even know what they were trying to accomplish with him, and he doesn't, he had moments this year. He really did. I'm not trying to rip him.
Right.
We need to upgrade that position, which is crazy because they've got talent everywhere.
Right. Let's go to, do we have Baldy ready? Baldy not ready? Okay, let's go to Jacob in Alabama. Jacob, what's happening? You're on the morning roast.
Hey, fellas, I just wanted to expand on that Brady thing, and I wanted to get your take on it real quick. I know the quarterback is going to be talked about a lot, but do you guys think Brady still has the gravitas to bring players with him? Like you said, like
Gronk?
What's to stop him from calling Gronk and say, hey, come to my hometown for a hometown discount. Let's go get one more ring.
I mean, if Ryan Jensen would all of a sudden, you know, like opt out of his contract or whatever, or became a free, when you get someone like him, it kind of like LeBron. LeBron brings his friends where he goes.
Right. Which Tom Brady does have that, which is part
of the equity that you've established when you become that. When you're Brady, Brady does bring guys with him.
And Aaron Rodgers, does he bring guys with him? I don't think anybody likes Aaron Rodgers anymore.
I don't think
he's a very likable dude.
Well, that's where you've got to talk to the team leaders and say, guys, is this a guy you want in?
I know. All right, let's get to our main man. Let's get to our main man, Brian Baldy. Go ahead and hit the intro, Kyle. You love everybody.
He breaks down plays better than anyone.
I mean, this is like Shark Week now. And you know what Baker Mayfield is? He's chum. Look at these sharks. You think you're getting away from those four angry sharks? It's Shark Week. It's time to eat. Make the read. Urgency. That's the name of the game right here. Urgency. Now, on it. He's on it. Touchdown. Beautiful throw.
He's our 95.7 The Game NFL insider, Brian Baldinger.
Ah, the man, the myth, the legend, the smartest man in football. We love him on the morning roast at Baldy NFL. What's going on there? At Baldy NFL, Brian Baldinger joins the roast once again after championship weekend. And yes, Baldy, we are disappointed. We had one heck of an experience in Philadelphia. It was a really, really good time. Got called a lot of things, but it was a really good time at the Link. Even though we wore our gear, it was a lot of fun. But the Niners do go down 31-7. And really didn't have a shot once Brock Purdy got hurt. Josh Johnson, it's a tough spot for him. Baldy, what's the number one takeaway from this football? You know what? Let's just start here. What's the number one need for the Niners this offseason after watching that game against Philadelphia?
They need a healthy quarterback. No, whoever that is. I mean, I don't know. They're all hurt. But they need a healthy quarterback. That's where it starts. You saw the result, you know, once Brock went down and how limited they were and how vulnerable they looked. And so I think that's where it starts with the 49ers this offseason. Whoever that is, whatever the scenarios, I heard you talking about, you know, a bunch of other guys, but I don't know what the scenario is. Certainly salary cap and all that kind of stuff is factors into it. But that's where the offseason starts is who's your quarterback, how healthy is he, and, you know, what kind of an offseason can they have?
Well, okay, let's start here then. obviously, the injury is looming large for Brock Purdy. There's a lot of unknowns. We don't even know what the timetable is or what the exact surgery that is required of him. There's a lot of unknowns. Had he just finished this game out and they lose, you could pick however scenario you want. Would we be discussing upgrading at the quarterback position at all?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I don't think so.
Gotcha.
I don't know how many guys played better than him, you know, in eight straight games. You know, on the road, at home, I thought he played great. And if you're thinking that there's an upgrade out there, I'd like to know who it is. Available, that is.
So let's say it's Tom Brady.
And I like a young quarterback. I like a guy that you can grow with.
Well, can it be Trey Lance,
you know, the age of most of the guys in there.
Can it be Trey Lance,
in your locker room?
Can it be Trey Lance at all?
It can be, but, you know, we've seen – I mean, look, it's just – it's like back in school when you got that incomplete.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you just, you're like, well, what is an incomplete? It's just, you know, it's just – it just you didn't learn anything, but you were there. Like, it's just a complete incomplete.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know how much you can actually learn or glean by standing on the sideline and watching these games.
Yeah.
I mean, there's Brock Purdy hit the field running and never looked back. And he was as good as anybody could have ever hoped for. I don't know that Trey can do that. I don't know that he can't do that. He might do it differently. I mean, if you look at the Super Bowl, Jalen Hurts plays completely different than Patrick Mahomes. Yet here they are, both in a championship game, in a Super Bowl game. Totally different styles. So it kind of like depends on how your team responds to the quarterback is more important sometimes than how he actually plays.
Mm, interesting. So the last couple of years where they've had deep runs, Chris Jones dominated them in the trenches, and that forced them to lose in the fourth quarter. Aaron Donald and Von Miller dominated them in the trenches last year, and that forced them to lose. And even though it was only six snaps with Brock, and it felt like the Eagles were dominating them in the trenches, when you look at the 49er offensive line, why is it that they're getting dominated at the end of the season?
It's sort of their style. They don't run a lot of power plays the way, say, the Eagles do, where they're really moving the line of scrimmage and taking bodies off the line of scrimmage. They kind of trap them. They kind of, I'm not, look, it's not a finesse, but it's a finesse game. Mm. And so if you have a five-man defensive line like the Eagles do, like, it's hard to find running lanes in there. Now, if you can get a split, you might, might go a long ways. You might, have a lot of negative runs or short runs before you hit one against them. But that's kind of the rage. That's what the Bengals are playing right now. That's what Eagles are playing. It's kind of the rage to play a five-man defensive front and cover up everybody, stop the run, and then if you got good pass rushers in there, like Eagles do, you can also effectively rush the passer.
Brian Baldinger joining us on the Bud Light Guest Line here on the Morning Roast. All postseason guests appear on the Bud Light Guest Line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. You brought up that five-man defense, that five-man defensive line last week, Baldy, on the Morning Roast, and I watched it the entire game. Shasky and I watched them warm up right in front of us. Fletcher Cox, Davis, Sue, Joseph, Reddick. I mean, they are massive on that line. And I'm thinking to myself, dear God, they're massive. Flipping on the other side of the Niners defensive line, I mean, Javon Kinlaw, you put out some clips there. That just can't happen in the championship game, Baldy. The trenches got dominated. Now I'm thinking, man, maybe the Niners need to beef up the defensive line even more. It felt like Philadelphia's offensive line had their way all game long.
I agree. I mean, I didn't think that they, we start this, our show every week on Tuesday, with the shark feeding. But I haven't seen that for a long time. They brought Kerry Hyder back. I haven't seen Kerry Hyder make a play. I'm a big Kevin Givens fan, but Kevin Givens got hurt and kind of faded down, down the stretch. Kinlaw was disappointing when he was in there. I showed one play where, Kelsey hit him just right. But I could have put four or five plays up there where he just got rolled right off the line of scrimmage. That's a mid-first-round pick right there. It's 325 pounds. You can't have Landon Dickerson and Jordan Mailata rolling you up. I mean, you can't do it. And think that you're elite. Now, the good thing is the linebackers cover for all of it.
Yeah.
They're just phenomenal. And they were again. But for the most part, I think they need upgrades in the defensive line.
Mm. Well, that stinks. I mean, because they've invested, it feels like, every single year. Drake Jackson couldn't even, suit up in the playoffs, which made no sense to me at all. What happened to Nick Bosa? Like, Lane Johnson's got the groin injury. We find out Sunday morning. I'm thinking, ooh, this is feasty for Nick Bosa. And I don't know. What happened with Bosa?
In the playoffs, Baldy. He didn't have a sack.
Yeah, what happened?
I saw a guy that looked like I saw him before Tampa with, that was like week 14. And, I making a joke that week. I wasn't making a joke. I was saying Max Crosby was defensive player of the year. And it bothered Nick. And he just like kind of bumped me. He goes, so you think Max is the defensive player of the year? I go, well, he plays every snap, Nick. He goes, yeah, but I'm trying to win a Super Bowl, which meant, he was coming off the field at times and trying to, keep himself fresh. But I saw a guy. And if Nick was, he lives right down the street from me in Fort Lauderdale here, but if I ran into Nick over at Materano's tonight here in Fort Lauderdale, I'd go, man, did you run out of juice or what? Because that's what it looks like.
Yeah.
Like, he wasn't running anybody over. I mean, he's got a great, powerful move, but he wasn't beating anybody quick. Not the way Hassan Reddick was beating people quick. He wasn't beating people with power. And so, it's not like people have figured him out, but Lane Johnson didn't have any problems with him. Jordan Mailata didn't have any problems with him. He wasn't a problem on Sunday.
And that really stinks. Just as we zoom out just for a second on Bosa, because I think this is very important. He wants to get paid coming up. We all agree he's a stud. You got to pay him, all that. We were talking about Vic Fangio maybe coming and replacing D'Amico Ryans. Is Bosa scheme dependent? Like, can he fit in any kind of scheme? Can you stand him up? Can he play in a 3-4? I know you're in the base a lot in the nickel. Like, I'm getting real, nerdy here. But, would that give you any hesitation at all if you were changing up your scheme with Nick Bosa?
Nah, I mean, he's a 4-3 defensive end. That's what he was at Ohio State. That's what he was at high school in Fort Lauderdale. I mean, I think he's a 4-3 defensive end. I wouldn't stand him up. I don't understand pass rushers that stand up. I don't think that you get the same takeoff. But I think he needs a dominant defensive tackle inside next to him that he can run stunts with. They tried some different things this year. I mean, they ran a stunt with him and Eric Armstead, and I'm watching Isaac Seumalo and Lane Johnson pass it off like it was me and you running the stunt. Like, they want an ounce of penetration between any of them. But every defensive end, if you look at Hassan Reddick, I mean, he's got Fletcher Cox and he's got Javon Hargrave inside.
Wow.
I mean, those guys push the pocket almost every single play. You know, Hassan Reddick really benefits from that. But he's also, you know, he's 240 pounds. You can run at Hassan Reddick. You know, there's limitations to him. But the Eagles figured out that if we play him in a five-man defensive line and he just has to play off the edge, we could drop him a little bit because he's 240, play linebacker, tempo, all that stuff. We could kind of cover up some of his weaknesses. But I don't see teams just lining up like the 49ers. I thought they were going to run right at Hassan Reddick. Like, I didn't really see anybody doing that.
Why didn't they?
I don't know. Like, I mean, if I'm looking at the Eagles' defense, I'm like, I love Hassan. He's a friend of mine. I've known him since his sophomore year at Temple. But I know how big he is, too. Like, I'd run right at that guy.
Yeah,
you know, Kittle's a great blocking tight end. You know, you put him with, you know, whether it's Trent or with McGlinchey, and I'd go pound him. You know, make him pay for being 240.
Brian Baldinger, you're here on the Morning Roast, courtesy of the Bud Light Guest Line. Bud Light, easy to drink, easy to enjoy. All right, a couple plays that happened this game I'm going to follow up with Baldy. First, the Devontae Smith catch off 4th and 3. I'm standing next to Shasky, section 116, row 4, said, challenge, challenge, challenge. Shanahan does a challenge. How big of a play is that early in the football game? Because some people will say, well, it's just the first quarter. There's a lot of game left. I thought it was pivotal to hold the Eagles there on 4th down, get the ball at the 35-yard line. It's a 0-0 game. The crowd dies down just a little bit. What did you think about that sequence there by Shanahan and the Niners not challenging?
I thought it had to be challenged. Just the way Devontae got up. I mean, you got to study your opponent. Now, I went and really studied it. It gives a signal that all the receivers in Philadelphia, which makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Gives a signal like, you know, because the first thing he does, the field judge is Walker. And the first thing Devontae does when he rolls up is it a catch? Is he ruling it a catch? That's the first thing he does when he gets up. So now it's ruled a catch because he didn't know if it was going to be ruled incomplete. If it's incomplete, it's nothing to do. It's, you know, 49er ball. But it's ruled a catch, and he sees it. So then immediately he gets up off the ground, runs, hands him the ball, and gives the signal. Like, let's go, let's go. Like, I just, I understand Kyle saying, well, my guys in replay booth didn't get a look at it. Okay. But do you need a replay? Like, the player's telling you that there's a trap.
Yep.
That we got to, if we go fast, I just think, like, I'm not blaming Kyle, but I would have challenged it. And if you think about it, Bonte, it's 0-0 then.
Mm-hmm.
Who knows what happens?
Yep.
You know,
it's
maybe
Hassan
Reddick never hits your quarterback.
Right.
Like, you know, it's a trigger effect. Now, you can't live life that way, period.
Right.
But if it's 1st and 10 at the 35 49ers ball and they stop the 49ers on the opening or the Eagles on the opening drive, maybe Brock Purdy never gets hurt. Maybe that ligament never gets damaged like it did.
No doubt. Brock Purdy, UCL, it's a complete tear to UCL in his throwing elbow. The hope is that he can avoid a full reconstructive surgery on his elbow, a.k.a. Tommy John surgery. He's getting second opinions. All right, later on in the game, because officiating was a topic of conversation a lot this week in Kansas City, Philadelphia. You never like to blame the refs for anything. And I'm not going to do that here, Baldy. But 7-7 game, I thought – one play that changed the tenor of the entire football game was the Jimmy Ward pass interference on 3rd and 7 against A.J. Brown. What did you think of that play? Because it kept the Eagles on the field. They ended up running 7 minutes off the clock.
Mm-hmm.
They got another illegal hands to the face on Tarvarius Ward later on that drive. And I thought it changed the entire tenor of the football game. What did you think of that, about that P.I. on Jimmy Ward?
I thought it was very subjective. I mean, you could easily not throw it. I think sometimes these flags get thrown based on the reaction of the player. Like, A.J. Brown, like, throws his arms up. Like, what, are you kidding me? Like, almost every receiver does it on every play. So it's annoying to me. But I think sometimes they just look at the reaction, and they look at where the ball ends up, and they're like, oh, something must have happened more than it did. I thought it was a very touchy call. Like, look, defensive backs are going to put their hands on receivers,
period.
Like, I don't care what the rules are. They're going to put their hands on them. Now, do they really affect the play or they don't? Like, that's what it comes down to. Dude, does it impede A.J. Brown from getting out of his break and catching the ball? I didn't think it did.
Yeah.
Wow.
So
that's a third down play, too,
Baldy.
You can
make Baldy. These calls up, you know, all day long, Sunday. Call, no call. The fact is they call a lot fewer calls in the playoffs than they do. They'll never admit it. They never admit it. But they call a lot fewer calls in the playoffs than they do in the regular season. But I thought that one was one of those calls where you go, A.J. Brown is 230 pounds. Like, honestly. Like, You know, you're built a certain way.
Exactly.
Jimmy Ward putting his hands on you shouldn't affect you.
Yeah, the Niners got 11 flags in that game, most since 2002 in a championship game.
Seven first downs.
Yeah, they were unbuttoned.
Seven first downs.
Seven first downs was huge.
Yeah, huge. Absolutely huge. Now, we can go tit for tat on all these penalties. The thing that I saw over the internet, and we were watching in real time. We're sitting there in the fourth row, and on the play that Josh Johnson fumbled, I said to Bonte, it looked to me like both McGlinchey and Trent Williams started early, okay? Now, they were having so many problems just getting the playoff, right? The delay of game stuff was driving me nuts. They weren't getting in the huddle. And then I'm seeing online Lane Johnson jumping early. They said that you played offensive line. I didn't. I don't understand the nuances, the sophistication of how it's officiated, how it's supposed to go down. When you see all this stuff where guys look like they're leaving just a fraction early, what is a former NFL lineman, a guy who studies the tape, what do you say to people when they say this guy false started and it should have been called?
Well, first of all, they called it exactly the same for both sides. You know, McGlinchey, you know, his foot's moving before Brendel snapping. Same thing with Lane Johnson. You know, they're all getting off on the ball just a touch before. I don't know how they actually do it. It's timed so well. But it's not a penalty. The outside foot can move.
Gotcha.
Like it's actually not a penalty. As long as that inside foot is just firm and that right foot kicks, even before the ball is snapped, it's not a penalty. Huh. They don't call it.
Yeah,
but they called it. But they, you know, both players, both I showed both of them yesterday, both McGlinchey and Lane getting off on the ball, and Trent is pretty close. The way that he digs his left foot into the ground, almost every single play, run or pass, and so these guys are in these 2-point stances. They're not calling it anymore.
Gotcha.
Moving forward to the Super Bowl in Glendale, Arizona, Baldy, with Kansas City, outlasted the Cincinnati Bengals. I'm having a hard time seeing Kansas City win this football game. Because we keep discussing it. Every time we have you on the show, Baldy, for the last 2.5-3 years, the trenches in the playoffs dominates and takes over and wins championships. I don't know how Kansas City is going to be able to block that Philadelphia front. And I don't know how Kansas City's defensive line is going to be able to get penetration against that Eagles offensive line. And I can see the Super Bowl being a blowout in Philadelphia's favor, Baldy.
Well, it always comes down, like it did, you know, in Philadelphia. It came down to those two fumbles. You know, now one also knocked your quarterback out, but, you know, two fumbles were the difference in the game. It's come down. So, you know, if you can force Jalen Hurts into mistakes, which has been hard to do because he just doesn't make mistakes. He's just a great decision maker. But, look, Bonte, this thing, they're so deep in the trenches, it's ridiculous.
It is.
I mean, they got the Eagles have a backup high first-round pick on the bench on their offensive line. Like, he starts for almost, and he's a good player. You know, I mean, he starts for probably 30 teams in this league at either guard or tackle right now. Andre Dillard, you know, out of Washington State. Like, he's a legit starting player in this league. He's their sixth man. The Eagles, like, what Lane Johnson is doing with he's got the same injury that Joey Bosa had, and he missed 10 weeks.
Wow.
And I don't know how he's playing through it, but he's playing through it. But defensively, they went out and got Ndamukong Suh, Linval Joseph. Mm. They drafted Jordan Davis. I mean, they're so deep on the defensive line. At one point, I put a play up there on Sunday where they had a 5-man defensive line that has a combined 61 sacks this year.
That's insane.
Between the five players, Fletcher Cox, Brandon Graham, Javon Hargrave, you know, Josh Sweat, and Hassan Reddick. They got 61 sacks.
Wow.
And that was a 5-man defensive front on one play. Like, nobody has that.
Mm.
And so and then if you go, okay, in the secondary, are you going to – like, how bad is Darius Slay going to get beat? How bad is Bradbury going to get beat? Like, you know, I don't think that this game – I mean, it might be close because Mahomes is just, you know, that good. But I'm with you. I thought Philadelphia was better than San Francisco in the trenches, and that's why they'd win the game. Forget about the quarterbacks getting knocked out. That's just
– yeah.
Those things, you know, teams can collapse when that happens. But I thought they were better in the trenches than the 49ers.
All right, Baldy, as we head into the offseason, Niner fans are going crazy, right? Quarterback crazy. We're already quarterback crazy. Let's put that to the side because we have no idea what's going to happen with the quarterback position. Just throw it to the side. If I asked you, you watch the film every week, this is the number one thing they need on each side of the ball this offseason. What would that be?
I would say on offense right now, they need a big-time center on offense. Okay, that's where I would start on offense. I think they need, like, nothing against Jake Brendel. He started every game. He was fine. I just think if you look at the Eagles and Jason Kelce, he's the best center in football.
Yep.
Like, I don't know how he is still, but he's the best center in football.
He's awesome.
So when you're and if your center is that good and he makes all these protection calls, helps your young quarterback out, sits in the film room all day Thursday night going through protections. Defense coordinator is telling me there's nobody else like him in the league. If you notice, every time Kelce was uncovered on Sunday, he slid to Bosa. Every time. Like, he knows. So center would be on offense. Okay. And I would say defense, you could either give me a dominant defensive interior defensive lineman.
Okay.
Or end, a dominant defensive lineman, or give me a big-time corner.
Big-time corner. Okay.
I like that.
Well, Baldy, I had wrote down a bunch, you know, right tackle, right. Center, third wide receiver, right. D-tackle, D-end, and big-time. I mean, you're hitting it on the head.
Baldy, I'm with you with the center. We were just discussing this, and I'm saying, you know, Weston Richburg getting hurt late in 2019 killed the Niners in the Super Bowl when Chris Jones started dominating in Super Bowl 54 in the fourth quarter. Backup center couldn't handle it. You know, who was it? Brunskill, I think, playing center in that game. I mean, big-time center. You're right. You're spot on. Great minds think alike here, Baldy, as we move forward here with the 49ers. Look, it's doom and gloom out here right now. We're already talking about quarterbacks. Going into the year 7 of Shanahan, and we still don't know who the quarterback is. It's kind of wild. It really is wild, man.
Baldy, before you get in there, my wife's going to have me going back to church very shortly here on Sunday, so I'm sad. I'm very sad.
Because of
Sunday's
football.
No football.
I've got the Warriors, Baldy. Sunday's I got built-in excuses. Yeah. I got basketball.
I mean,
well, you got the Senior Bowl on Saturday, Joe. I would say, you know, in some years, the Pro Bowl, but they've just done away with that. So you're going to have to go to church and pray, Joe.
Do we pray for Tom
Brady?
Pray
for everybody else's sins. I know that you don't commit any, Joe, but pray for everybody else's.
Well, do you pray for Tom Brady?
Yeah, what would you do?
Does Tom Brady make the Niners the NFC favorites once again? I don't know if Tom Brady can evade that Philadelphia rush behind that offensive line, so I don't know. I would beef up the O-line first, but should the Niners go all in on Tom Brady for next season?
Well, you know, when it was just eight teams standing going into the divisional round, the oldest quarterback of the eight teams was Dak Prescott at 29. It's a young man's game, and I'm not here to knock Aaron Rodgers or Tom Brady. If they want to keep playing, keep playing. But I don't want to. I just don't want to build my team with a 40 or a 46-year-old quarterback. Like, I just don't. I don't care if it's a one-year rental. Like, I want to sustain excellence. You know, they got Joe Montana, you know, at a Notre Dame in 79. They got Steve Young. Like, they built it the right way with those teams, with a young quarterback. Like, built, whether it's Trey Lance or whether it's Brock Purdy or it's somebody else, like, give me a younger quarterback that I can – I know I'm going to have him for the next 5 years. Mm.
Yeah, I'm with you, Baldy. Baldy, I think we'll talk to you during Super Bowl week. Maybe we'll do it again next week and a week after Pro Bowl games. I don't know if – are you going to be in Vegas for the Pro Bowl games?
No.
No.
That's not
Baldy. That's not how you roll, right?
No, I'm going to be – I'll be doing some stuff for the Senior Bowl, so I'll be looking at the next crop.
All right, good deal. Good deal, Baldy.
It's good
we'll
to see your
you.
Face. We'll I miss you, buddy.
Yeah, thanks, Joe.
Hey, we had
thanks,
a hell of a
– I know it's rough.
You weren't lying about Philadelphia. Oh, that was God. Some scene walking into that stadium. With our Niners
they
gear
live
on.
For it, Bonte. They live for it. It's a I listen, when I got done playing with the Eagles, I decided to stay in Philly because there was no other fan base like that I'd been around. And I stayed there. I didn't care if it was Sixers or Phillies or Eagles or Flyers. Like this fan base, I'm like, they love sports. I love sports. I'm just gonna stay home.
But Baldy, do you know two other radio hosts in the entire country? Because you do hits all over. Who would do what we did?
No, I warned you, and you still did it. So my hat's off to you.
You know, we're like, cut from a different cloth.
That's behind enemy lines right there.
Yeah, you guys did. No, yeah, it was like Game of Thrones and the Walk of Shame, dude.
Yeah, it was great.
It was wild. Baldy, we'll talk to you next
Miss
week,
you,
man.
Bud.
All right. See you guys.
God, I
Brian
love Baldy.
Here on the Morning Rush. We'll react to what he had to say about the 49ers' offseason needs. Kind of like no on Brady, so we'll get to that. 888-957-9570. Roasters out there listening to Brian Baldinger. Comes on every Tuesday. What did you think of what he had to say about the quarterback position, the offseason needs, defensive needs, all that stuff coming up on the Morning Rush. But first, it's time for a little injury report. And we'll get into just
and
a second.
And it's the injury report from Boxer and Gerson.
Shout out to Boxer and Gerson, by the way. Sending us to Philadelphia. What
your
a trip.
Injury. Workers.
That,
comp.
That expense report is going to be one heck of an expense
I've
report.
Got to do that immediately.
Yeah. All right. Let's go, Kyle.
It's time for the Injury Report.
That really hurts.
Brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years.
All right, more bad news for the 49ers. We've been all over it all morning long. This news broke when we were on the flight yesterday, Shasky, on the way back to San Francisco. Brock Purdy has an MRI on Brock Purdy's right elbow confirmed. He suffered a complete tear of his UCL in Sunday's loss to the Philadelphia Eagles. Purdy is seeking second opinions on the injury in hopes that he can avoid Tommy John surgery. Ugh, not good. The hope is that he will only need repair surgery, not reconstructive surgery. As of now, Purdy is expected to be out of action for at least 6 months and possibly more if further opinions do not bring better news.
I mean,
maybe more. 6 months is the baseline.
How has Brady gone 8,000 years and only missed, like, whatever, 14 games?
He's an outlier.
It's unbelievable.
Cocaine is a hell of a drug.
I mean, I'm watching Burrow run around for his life. Now, I know, I mean, he missed almost an entire season, but it's like, how do the Niners, you sneeze on their quarterback and the guy goes down.
Injury Report brought to you by Boxer and Gerson, Northern California's premier workers' compensation law firm, helping injured workers get their lives back for over 40 years. Red and Gold Reaction brought to you by Zinni, the official eyewear of the San Francisco 49ers. Shop from over 3,000 styles at 80% off retail prices exclusively at Zinni.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.